So not only are we going to create these awesome regions with these campers and these trailers and stuff, we will potentially be turning the dials on introducing commercial spaces in campers and trailers. Let me just say, choo-choo. Chugga-chugga, choo-choo. And that will continue into the theme after, which will be extremely fitting for that to continue into.
So is this going to be related to SLRR?
Okay. I would imagine if it goes choo-choo, it's got to have something to do with the SLRR.
You said also commercial space?
I might have mentioned something about commercial space.
So we're looking at that after the campers and trailers, or along with commercial or trailers?
It will potentially maybe be along with it.
So it would give people the opportunity to use their Linden homes for commercial purposes.
Potentially. Okay, I'll spill another one. There will also be, and this is unrelated to that directly, but sort of similarly connected. You know, one of the things that a lot of the folks in the community kind of asked for in kind of the whole notion of, you know, putting out like these event spaces and stuff like that is, you know, could we maybe have like a communal merchant stall space? So the idea is having this communal like merchant stall space where folks who make, and I would restrict this to people who are making, you know, add-ons and furnishings and things like that, that would be specific to the New Linden homes, could potentially get one of these vendor spaces on like some sort of a rotational basis, like, you know, a lottery system where folks would sign up and get a little like booth stall thing, whatever this looks like when we actually go to put it together, and, you know, just utilize the land impact in their little space, right, to set up a little shop type of a thing in one of these areas. And we may have these kind of spread around, sort of like the same with the community areas. You know, if there is no other events on the books, and, you know, if somebody wants to kind of come together and put up like an art walk or something like that and utilize the fairgrounds for that for like 2 weeks or something, you know, as long as the calendar's clear, there's no reason why that can't happen. And that's perfect for those types of spaces. Okay. That's why we gave the fairgrounds the name the fairgrounds, because in the American sense of a fairgrounds, I don't mean an amusement park, right? I mean a fairgrounds where it's basically a blank slate of earth that you can go in and set up what you want to on it.